Today, we're catching up with our friends from the York County Auditor's Office. We have Karen Cook, you are the Deputy Auditor, and Amy Boheeler, you are the Auditor for York County. And ladies, welcome so much to Palmetto Mornings.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so Amy, let's start with you. As the Auditor of York County, kind of explain in a nutshell what your job is all about and maybe some of the myths that people have regarding your job.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to distinguish, too, that there are three tax offices, and we work very closely together, and a lot of times people get confused on who to go to for what. So we have the tax assessor's office, who handles real estate. They place the values on the real estate. They have appraisers that go out and measure your house and put those values on. Then we have our office, who does personal property. Most of our information comes from other agencies like vehicles. We get our information from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Watercraft, we get our information from the Department of Natural Resources. We tax aircraft, and that comes from DOR, but it's ultimately starts out with the FAA. Mm-hmm. We do office furniture, business personal property. Business personal property comes from the Department of Revenue as well. We get our information there. Office furniture, we actually send out returns to people who have to file those. And so we calculate taxes. Then tax collection actually takes your money. So, but a lot of times, like I said, people don't know which office does what.
Okay.
So, but we do the actual calculation of the taxes. We take the values, multiply it times your tax rate, and give you your dollar amount.
All right. And Karen, the big point that people should focus on, you all are not setting the rate, correct? You all are not manipulating the numbers. You don't go up and down with the numbers and say, hey, let's try this, right?
No, all the assessed values are sent to us from the Department of Revenue, and by statute, we use what they provide us.
Man. All right. So we basically deal with like cars, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, aircraft, yeah. And motorsport. Like you gave some great examples along those lines. So let's, if we can, just use me for an example. I bought a new truck this year. All right. So when I get my bill, all right, I should prepare for sticker shock. Correct?
Yes. If you have a 2019 truck, then you probably are going to have some sticker shock when you get your bill.
And why is that compared to the old vehicle I had was also a truck? And by the time, I mean, I was very shocked. I did not have sticker shock at that. Why is that? Just because it's new and because I haven't paid dues yet on the vehicle? Or how is that viewed, I guess?
Well, what happens is you're taxed on the market value of your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And like Karen had mentioned, that the Department of Revenue provides us with all of the values on vehicles. They send us a manual each year. So as your vehicle gets older, of course, and it depreciates, that value goes down. But yeah, when you have a new vehicle, we're basing it on that, what it would be worth right now if you tried to sell it.
Right. So. Karen, I can only imagine the folks that walk through your doors. And first of all, let's explain to folks where you're located, because I understand sometimes by the time people wait in line and they get to you, they realize I should not have been in this line. So where are you all located?
Well, right now we're at 1070 Heckle Boulevard and at Suite 101. And when you walk in the door, the auditor's office is to the left, tax collection is to the right. But in the near future, we will be renovating there. And so we're going to be changing offices during the renovations. We're not sure where we're going to go yet.
Okay. But so right now you're at what is referred to as the Heckle Complex,
and
right?
And we also have an office in York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So folks come in. They go to the left, right? They come to you. I assume that they are very frustrated and very angry.
Sometimes.
Okay.
They are. And rightly so. Sure. One of the things that we've told our employees in the past is, remember, we wouldn't know what we know if we weren't on this side of the window. So they come in, a lot of times people moving in from out of state who are coming from a no personal property tax state. So, and they don't understand it. So we just try to help them best we can.
Well, that's a great team. And like you said, patience can go a long way for sure. All right. So Amy, what advice can you give us as taxpayers here in York County to kind of help us better understand when we do get some of our tax bills, like a new vehicle, to assume that you're going to be paying what you paid on your old vehicle is not reality. But what, anything else that we can do to kind of help educate us, so if we do come to you all with a question, we're better prepared to kind of help you all?
Yes, if you're going to buy a new vehicle, mm-hmm. I would suggest calling us. We can give an estimate. Now, it's not going to be an exact amount, but it would be good to call so you are prepared for what that number might be whenever you get your tax bill. And, you know, you're going into the transaction buying the vehicle knowing, okay, I've got these other additional costs after I get it. Also, keep in mind that we do appeals on vehicles. By statute, the taxpayer has the right to appeal. Has to be owner before the tax due date if it's a renewal. Mm-hmm. If it's a new vehicle, we will go by the bill of sale. So we take online appraisals, NADA, Edmunds. Mm-hmm. If there's not a substantial decrease in the value, mm-hmm. we will take it. If there is a substantial decrease with the appraisal you bring in, we're probably going to question it. Mm-hmm. But just bring all your paperwork. Call us beforehand. We're there to help. We, like Karen said, we realize that people don't know how this process works. And it is frustrating because we're talking about people's money.
Sure, right. But you said it best. You're not the enemy. You're just the middle person.
That's right.
That has to unfortunately deliver sometimes the bad news. But you're also on our side as well. You're on everyone's side. That's but again, you are not the villain. I'm going to circle back around because I have when folks buy a new vehicle, an aircraft, watercraft, they're so focused on their monthly payments and putting them in a down payment. I never once in a million years thought of calling the auditor's office just to say, hey, what am I looking at in terms of taxes maybe in that mm-hmm. first 2-3 years? Because that could be a huge game changer. I mean, if you're doing the most that you can on your payments and then you're hit with something else, a big tax bill, that could be a punch to the gut. So that's great advice. I never once thought about that. So that's very smart. And at the end of the day, too, if folks think that their bills are way off and it shouldn't be like this, we are human, right? I mean, numbers
exactly.
sometimes a zero can be entered in as a nine or in this and that. So it's fine to go up there. But I guess what we can also do is not always assume the worst, right? That you
right.
all are out to get
that's
us
right.
and to overcharge us to go in and say, I think this is way off. What do you show? And then, you know, education is the big part
that's
of it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I agree with you 100%.
Oh.
And you're right. We, you know, we're there to help. We understand. And, you know, we are definitely not just putting a number out there to gouge people. You know, there's guidelines that we follow mm-hmm. and information that the state provides. And we're more than happy to show people where that number came from. Exactly how we calculated it. So, you know, full disclosure, we'll show you everything.
And the numbers don't lie. And I bet when you show folks that, the little light bulb above their head goes off and they say, oh yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Or, oh, okay, well, that adds up, so to speak.
And we realize that people, when they come in, and if they're upset about their bill, it's not a personal attack. They're frustrated.
Oh, so. Well, you all are great, but boy, I bet you've seen it all, and I bet your therapist at the end of the day and play your Dr. Phil and Oprah card and then help them with finances and probably give them what you should do when it comes to investing. You're the whole enchilada.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, go and see Amy Bohealer. She is the auditor for York County. Karen Cook, the deputy auditor there on Heckle Boulevard, right? What's the address again?
1070.
All right. They are very nice ladies. And I know your whole staff probably are just the same,
yes.
and they're here to help us and educate us all when it comes to taxes.
We also have the location in York at 6
oh,
South
yes.
Congress Street, the new government center, which is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
so come visit us there too.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. So I'll probably will be in touch when I get my bill for my new truck, and we can crunch the numbers together.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
ladies, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
We appreciate it.